This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Drum roll, please. Yeah, I don't have one. This year's perennial plant of the year is Aralia Sun King, and I happen to have one. It has a tropical look, but it's a fast-growing perennial that's hardy to zone 3 and grows to about 3 feet high and wide. According to Walters Gardens, Sun King emerges in mid-spring with bright gold leaves held on contrasting reddish-brown stems. I can verify that, and you can see it on my website, gardenbite.com. If given at least a few hours of sun a day, the foliage will remain yellow all summer. In heavier shade, the foliage ranges from chartreuse to lime green, still quite lovely. It forms a large clump of foliage and produces racemes of small white flowers in mid to late summer, followed by deep purple berries. It's a pollinator plant and is reportedly deer-resistant. The Perennial Plant of the Year program began in 1990 to showcase a perennial that's a standout among its competitors. Perennials chosen are suitable for a wide range of growing climates, require low maintenance, have multiple season interest, and are relatively pest and disease free. I have more pictures of Sun King online. I also want to share the 2017 past winner because it's one of my favorites and I also have it, Asclepias tuberosa, also known as butterfly weed, a virtually hassle-free, very long-lived perennial offering 3 months of tangerine orange blooms from early through late summer. Occasionally, you'll find a red or yellow. Deadheading the flowers will stimulate another bloom cycle about a month after the first one. The flowers, which are heavily laden with nectar and pollen, are particularly attractive to hummingbirds, monarch butterflies, bees, and other beneficial insects. Ooh, boy. Find it all on GardenBite.com. Oh, and check out my latest video on houseplant care. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.